This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Megan Green was talking about a demand shock up at the top of the program. Well, what happens if and or when people just stop buying stuff, right? That's what that means. We are a long ways from that happening in a big way, but there are some indicators it's coming. Events and gatherings are being canceled, most notably this past Friday, South by Southwest, the film, music, and technology conference that happens down in Austin, Texas every March. And as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, there is going to be some trickle-down from that cancellation.
At a graphic design shop in West Austin called Graphics Guys, the owner Byron Mowry is running a machine that cuts some promotional material for a new Richard Linklater movie. Mowry's business wraps vehicles and walls with promos. It produces and installs banner displays on buildings. He says losing the business from South by Southwest, well,
It's tough, man. It sucks. Really sucks. I don't know how else to put it.
Mowry says for his business, the 10 days of the festival are like Black Friday and Christmas rolled together. It can float him for at least a few months if things slow down in the summer.
We stand to not write up $75,000 in business just for this month based on South By, which is huge for us. We normally double, triple, sometimes have quadrupled our monthly net based just on South By.
Mowry says he thinks he'll be able to withstand the hit because he has a pretty low overhead and he serves a lot of local businesses that he'll now prioritize with South By out of the way. Across town at the HK Austin Hostel, owner Brent Underwood isn't so sure his business is going to survive. He says for months, the hostel was booked up in advance. Then on Friday, within hours of the cancellation announcement, 90% of the bookings had disappeared. Underwood says that doesn't mean he just can't afford a vacation this year.
It's more like, I don't know how we're going to pay the property taxes this year because of the loss of income. And so it's a pretty substantial loss.
He took a deposit when guests booked, but he refunded 100% of the booking because of the circumstances. He says this has him thinking about making the deposit non-refundable in the future. Many businesses in Austin are now looking at their contracts and terms and conditions. There was speculation that the corporation running South by Southwest would be able to collect insurance money because the city declared a local state of emergency. But now it appears the coronavirus outbreak might not be covered. Lauren Spahn, an entertainment lawyer in Nashville, says contracts between production companies, venues, and artists are all different.
So a lot of times something like this would fall under what we call the force majeure provision. If these things happen, meaning things that are typically outside of the control of either party, that you have the right to cancel the contract.
But she says she doesn't think many of these contract disputes will end up in court because that could hurt business relationships in the long term. For now, businesses in Austin are just trying to get through March. Community organizations have arranged makeshift music and food events and even a couple of online fundraisers to help cushion the blow. Many businesses here face a tough call in the weeks ahead. Take out a loan to keep things afloat, or just skip rent this month and risk eviction. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.